T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
This is fuel from Metallica, used in the 2016 commercials for Dodge Charger and Challenger. Songs used in commercials. That's the theme this week. Jesse Newell joins us from the Kansas City Star. He covers the Kansas Jayhawks. How are you, Jesse?
Good. I think it's kind of going to be a sad day for me and Jeff because Metallica is almost classic rock. And that's how you know we're getting old.
That's great. You guys are getting old, no question about it.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about this KU-Baylor game, and without doing any research, I threw it out there as the biggest game in Big 12 regular season history. Is that crazy?
I don't think it's crazy based off the stakes and what has happened here. I mean, the only one that immediately comes to mind for me when it comes to Kansas was, if you remember a few years back with Buddy Hield,
yes,
it was the number one versus number one matchup where KU was number one in either the eighth year of the coaches and Oklahoma was number one in the other one, and that one lived up to its billing because it went to triple overtime, and obviously KU came with a victory. But that one was early January, so it didn't have nearly the stakes. This one, I mean, it probably could be for the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. It's definitely for KU's hopes in the Big 12. So a whole lot at stake here, and obviously Baylor trying to stay at that number one spot while winning 23 straight games in the Big 12, breaking a record that was set by Kansas. So, yeah, a lot at stake in this particular game.
So I know that when taken cumulatively, the metrics say that Kansas is the best team in the country. I know that you've been voting that way with your AP poll vote. Do you think Kansas is better than Baylor?
I do, yeah. I mean, it's why I've been voting that way the whole time, but I think it's getting closer. And, you know, if we look at this game earlier in the season, Baylor was a 7.5-point underdog at Allen Fieldhouse a couple months ago. And, you know, this game, we'll probably expect Baylor to be a 2-ish point favorite. And we think home court is probably worth 3 or 4 points. So Baylor has definitely closed the margin with Kansas. But over the course of the season, again, those numbers would tell us, and there's multiple ones that would tell us, that Kansas is performing at a top level. And we've seen recently, man, if their offense wakes up like it did against Oklahoma and Iowa State here in the last week, and maybe there's even another level that they can get to with the tremendous defense that they play. But, you know, these teams defensively are very similar. You know, they've got a rim protector in the back. They've got guards that are switchable up top. Marcus Garrett and Mark Vidal are kind of the same sort of players for both teams. They can guard 1 through 5. They're versatile. They get steals, that sort of thing. So these teams sort of mirror each other, and they also maybe owe a little bit of their success to Texas Tech because they both changed their defensive strategies in the offseason to sort of replicate what Chris Beard did with Texas Tech and helped lead the Red Raiders to a national title game last year. So a kind of fascinating matchup between these two teams. And obviously defensively is where both teams hang their hat. But, yeah, right now I think Kansas is better, but they're going to be an underdog in this game based off of home court advantage, and that makes it an intriguing matchup and also makes it – should be a competitive one where this is pretty close to a coin flip type game.
We're talking to Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star, KU-Baylor, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Pregame coverage here on KFH at 9:30, so you can hear all KU basketball games right here. You are part of the new school of journalists, and I take my hat off to you. I'm not from that school. I'm from the old school. So you have your Twitter run-ins with those of us from the old school, most recently Gary Parrish out of Memphis and CBS Sports. Talk about that. How desperately do you all want to push us old-timers out of the picture?
Well, first off, I'm not considering any of you guys old-timers. You guys are that. You're the ones I grew up reading, Bob. I mean, we used to get the Eagle at our house in Emporia, so I was getting the columns, and then I swear to you, the first time I met Rick Plumlee, I asked Gary Bedore who that was because, as you remember, Bob, Rick Plumlee's mugshot in the Eagle for years was like from maybe the first day that he started at the Eagle.
Yes.
So I literally didn't recognize him when I met him in person, because I was like, no, Rick Plumlee's like 25 years old. Like that's not him, you know what I mean? So, I think the thing with Gary Parrish is obviously that the most famous thing that he does, column-wise, is his poll attacks, and he kind of picks on an AP poll voter every week and says, hey, why their ranking system is stupid. And I try to be pretty transparent about what I do, and I understand that there's people out there that disagree with it and see things a different way or think the team should be ranked more on resume, and I'm the first to admit that reasonable minds can disagree about this stuff. I'm open to other viewpoints. This is the way I do it. It doesn't mean it's the way that 64 other people have to do it. So I think I just get a little bit perturbed when, I put myself out there. I try to be very transparent about what I do. Gary Parrish knows what I try to do. You know what I mean? He understands how I'm ranking. And then to get criticized for being dumb or stupid or this isn't the way it should happen when, hey, I'm being transparent about it. I'm telling you exactly what I'm doing. I have a method to do it, and it's not changing. So, I pointed out that the last time last year when he said that I had Auburn ranked too high, they immediately won 13 straight games and went to the Final Four. And then this year when he told me I had Auburn too low, they immediately lost road games at Missouri and then at Georgia, two of the worst teams in the SEC. So, again, we can disagree on how to do this. It's more just kind of making the point that, hey, nobody out there has a perfect way of doing this, and we all have sort of different viewpoints, and nobody needs to be name-called or called dumb for doing things a different way, because obviously there's certain ways that my ranking system is going to be better than his, and there's going to be certain ways that his is going to look better than mine.
Completely agree, and at least you didn't say, okay, boomer, in any of your responses.
Listen, I've got the okay, boomer. Again, going back to Metallica being classic rock, and Jeff feeling old, the Monmouth guy, what was the name, like King Rice or whatever, when he dunked on Kansas down 55 points, I put, hey, this is how you shouldn't act when up 50, or when down 55 points. And I think I got okay boomered about 500 times on Twitter the next 24 hours. So I'm starting to feel that as well.
So, Jesse, I've got a little bit of an off-topic question, but it's something I've been thinking about, and I've been waiting to have you on so I can ask you. But, you know, the point guard out of Wichita State, Fred VanVleet, undrafted, makes himself a pretty high-level player in the NBA. Devontae Graham, was in the D-League last year a lot. He was an early second-round pick and now is a high-level player in the NBA. Why don't you think it happened for Frank Mason? What separates those two guys from Frank, and do you think it can still happen for Frank Mason?
Yeah, and I think he had, what was it I saw on Twitter, like 44 points last night in one of the G-League games. So obviously there's certain times where he's been able to score. It's so difficult to answer that question just because all these guys end up in different organizations, different spots, different circumstances. And I honestly think if you look back over time, when Jayhawks have gone to Sacramento, it just hasn't worked out. You know, Ben McLemore was an example. Obviously, Frank Mason has struggled early in his time there. So part of it could just be, you know, player development and landing in a bad spot or landing in an organization that doesn't know how to develop players. And part of it is just, I think opportunity. Because if we look at it, Devontae Graham, he had to make perfect on his opportunity. I mean, Charlotte signed a point guard. You know, they were ready to move on with a big name acquisition free agent with their team, and yet Devontae got about a 3 or 4 game span where he just got super hot from three, and they're like, oh, we got to look at this kid. And he just made the absolute most of it, and obviously has moved that up to the Rising Stars game, the three-point contest, all those sorts of things. So he made his own luck by being a great shooter, but I don't think anybody saw that ceiling for him until he just completely took advantage of an opportunity. So, yeah, you can say opportunity. You can say these guys working to improve. Obviously, Devontae Graham was not this type of shooter when he was in college, so he's improved in that regard. But maybe there's a day for Frank. Maybe there's a team for Frank, that sort of thing. I think his size does hurt him, and maybe he doesn't have that elite skill that Devontae has. It's so tough in the NBA. I mean, Devontae has to be one of the top 10 guys in the world at shooting threes off the dribble. And if you have that skill set, even if you're bad defensively or not as good there or struggle in other areas, it's going to get you on the floor. So if Frank can have some sort of skill like that, maybe it'd be a little bit easier. But obviously he's battling height, he's battling situation, and he's battling some other things that maybe the other guys didn't. So, yeah, you just never do know with those sorts of things. But hopefully he can get back up to the NBA and get his opportunity just like Devontae and Fred VanVleet took advantage of theirs.
Jesse Newell, our guest from the Kansas City Star, covers KU. Devon Dotson, I watch KU quite a bit, obviously, and we talk a lot about Doak in the middle and some of these other players. But Devon Dotson, to me, has separated himself as one of the all-time really unbelievably talented guards for what he can do off the dribble, getting into the lane. He reminds me a lot of Fred VanVleet with probably even better shooting ability at this stage of his career. What are your impressions of him?
Yeah, I've been asked this week, you know, it's a hard question, but they say, who do you think is the Jayhawks MVP or, you know, best player or whatever you want to, however you want to label it? And I consistently answer Devon Dotson. And I know a lot, I put up a Twitter poll on it, and I think most people voted Marcus Garrett, you know, in that one with then Devon Dotson, then Udoka Azubuike. But what Devon does offensively for Kansas is so good, and he just makes it look so easy. I guess since I'm an old timer, I can bring up these old examples, you know, that at least you guys will appreciate. But he reminds me a little bit of Carlos Beltran back with the Royals, where, you know, he'd range back in the gap and he'd run the ball down in the alley, and it just looked like really easy for him. Or he'd steal 35 bases, and everyone's like, well, why doesn't he steal 60? Because he just made it look so easy. And Devon makes this game look so easy because he has that quick first step. He beats guys off the dribble. He gets that right-handed layup, and he does it so effortlessly that, like, you forget that that's really hard to do. It's really hard to score in the half court when the defense is set and they know you're coming and you're still able to get by them for a layup. Not only that, he gets to the free throw line a bunch, and he makes his free throws, which that's sort of the James Harden rule in the NBA. I mean, it might be ugly ways to win offensively, but it's a way to win offensively, and he's a super efficient player. He leads KU in steals. I know that's kind of a shocking number, too, because everybody talks about Marcus Garrett's defense, and Marcus Garrett is a better defender than Devon Dotson, but the fact that he leads the team in steals lets you know he's doing plenty on the defensive end, too. So I'm in agreement with you. It's going to be kind of weird because I could definitely see the coaches voting Udoka Azubuike the Big 12 Player of the Year, and I could definitely see Devon Dotson being a first-team All-American and potentially National Player of the Year just because you look at his raw stats and what he's been able to do for KU production-wise, and it's really hard to argue against what he's provided for these Jayhawks.
All right, Jesse, we appreciate the breakdown, as always. Good luck this weekend down in Waco covering what I deem to be a huge game, and we look forward to reading your coverage.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks
all right, much. That's Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star. We need a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more basketball, the junior college brand of basketball, with Butler Grizzlies coach Kyle Fisher. They knocked off number 5 Cowley last night, 105-94. Kyle Fisher up next, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.